Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Welcome back, Oncers! We are finally back from that long hiatus, which felt like far too long. We are talking episode 9, One Little Tear, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
We thought this was fun, because it's, you know, Doves Cry, and it's One Little Tear. Oh man, guys, we are so excited to be back, and I'm so excited to be talking about this episode, because there was a lot of juicy stuff that happened. But before we get onto all of that, why don't we introduce ourselves? Carolina, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, you can find me on social media on Twitter at Carolina Benetti, and on Instagram at LinaBean113.
And guys, it's your host, Allie Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta, and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And unfortunately, we are down two of our lovely co-hosts tonight. Steph Sabra and Lanisha were not able to join us, but they will be back with us next week. And with that being said, man, guys, a lot of juicy details were revealed this episode. One major one, which we should jump right into, Rapunzel.
Dude. Dun, dun, dun.
Rapunzel is Lady T. Okay, so did you catch that at the beginning when she screamed out the window, Anastasia,
yeah.
Drizella?
Yeah, okay. I was like,
yeah, I was like, what, Rapunzel? That's Lady T, but then I was like, that can't be it. Because let me ask you, why do you think they chose a different actress?
To keep us off the scent, yeah. Man. I literally had a moment where I was like, when she was yelling it out, and I was like, are they cursed? Like,
right.
are they like two different Anastasia and Drizellas? Mm-hmm. Like, is she living a fake life?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm so confused. But then as it unraveled throughout the episode, I was like, okay, this is like the Peter Pan is evil arc, but so right. much better. Because I have to be honest, I wasn't a fan of the evil Peter Pan.
Yeah.
I'm so far really liking this evil Rapunzel.
Right.
Man, she brings it. The one thing that gets me is, like, you never really see her hair super long, except when she, like, throws herself out
right.
of the tower and she cuts her hair off, but it's still blonde. But in the animated movie, it went brown because of magic and the hair. So I was like, I want to know more about the magic that was keeping her in the tower.
Right.
And why she was stuck there before she worked up the nerve to, like, jump out on her own hair. Because if that's all it took, girl, why did it take you so long?
Why didn't you just, like, maybe wait a 1 year, or 2 years, maybe your hair would be a little bit long. I don't know. But yeah,
bedsheets, that was, like, yeah, you know, you had
like,
options.
You could figure it out. Like, it was an apartment up there. But yeah, that kind of confused me. It threw me off a bit because I was just expecting, like, well, that's not Lady T. That's not the same person, so it can't be. But, like, we found out it was her.
What a transformation, too, because they've always done the same actors to
right.
play their younger selves. So it's totally throwing people off mm-hmm. the scent. They really didn't want us figuring out this. I can't even speak English. They really didn't want us, the audience, figuring out this plot twist. And let me tell you, right. you know what? To Adam yeah. and Eddie, because that was, man, right. they pulled it off.
I know. I was even like, when I was watching it and letting all the details kind of come to fruition, I was like, where does Lady T fall into this? Because I was thinking, if that's Rapunzel and her two daughters are Drizella and Anastasia, then where does Lady T... Like, I thought Lady T was a completely different character, so I was like, is this, like, some creepy, like, she stole the kids, or, like, what's going on? But then it turns out they're the same person, so... But that was, like, my thought process. I was like, wait.
As soon as he introduced the new wife and mm-hmm. his stepdaughter, I knew that Rapunzel was gonna turn evil
right.
when he didn't leave the new wife.
Right. Which was very interesting, because she sacrificed herself for her family.
Oh, he was a total douche.
Yeah.
Like, low key.
Which I was kind of saying, like, thinking that, like, her husband, he clearly didn't wait around, and, like...
Not at all.
And he knew what she had done.
No, like, he didn't know. He thought she died.
Oh, I thought... It's because later in the episode, he goes, you did this for us, but that's because
he knew.
Right.
But when she first came in, he said, all that was left of you was your cloak and not a single other clue, and we thought you were dead. But it sounds like dude moved on within the first year.
Yeah.
Dang.
Right.
I mean, dang. You guys feel that? Like, that's rough.
It was.
So then I felt bad, but as soon as the new wife came out with Ella, I was like, ooh, so this is why she turns evil, because she literally gave up years of her life. She gave up her children growing up, and homeboy didn't even wait around. He was like, right. Nope, keep it pushing, yeah. Moving along. And then he put her in the cottage, and it seemed like she was, like, working as a servant in their home.
Right, it did seem like that, which was really strange
That's
to me.
That's terrible.
Like, at least, like, maybe inviting her, I guess, to live was still, like, kind of a stretch, because they lived their own lives without knowing that she was around. But it was, I did feel, servant vibes until Ella's mother said, it's your daughter's party. Why are you serving? Why are you doing that?
No, it still felt servant-y, because it was almost like the mistress of the house is giving you permission to take a day off. As if you needed the permission. Do you know what I mean? And then I think that really sent her over the edge, because I think it's also her fault, because she didn't take the time to get to know Ivy.
Right.
And she just gave her a gift, where the stepmom, I feel, really connected with Ivy because she was younger. She was more Ella's age. And it seems like she was really bonding with Ivy. She got her that beautiful violin. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Ivy loves music, but her mom didn't pick up on that because it seems like she just wanted her girls. But she wasn't actually listening to Ivy.
Right. And I think, let's talk about that for a second. So Ivy, and we get that weird sense that Rapunzel feels like Ivy does not like her. And it's like, first of all, she's like 6 years old, you know, and she's your daughter, and you were gone for so long. That's a little alarming for a child, for your mom to just come back into your life. Like, that needs to be like stepping stones to be able to build that relationship again. But
dad did bring up, he was like, no, she loves you. You have to give her time. She doesn't remember you. Because she said she was three.
Yeah.
Because she said to Rumpelstiltskin in the prison scene, she hasn't been mine since she was three, so she must have been three when everything happened.
Yeah. But that was just kind of, like, frustrating, because it's like, I know you want things to go back to normal, but you were gone for 6 years, and, like, this is just what the name of the game right now. But it is kind of, like, a weird tie into the whole how she was still going to sacrifice one of her daughters to get one of her other daughters back. Like, I still don't understand that connection all the way, because it just seems so outlandish that, like, she really just didn't like her daughter because she didn't feel like her daughter liked her. So she's like, okay, bye. You know? It's a weird connection.
I think we're going to see more of it, though.
We're
going to see what happened in the interim years. Like, what happened after Wonderland? What happened in the home? And, you know, obviously, she took what she felt was her burden in the home of being the servant, having days on and off, and put it on Ella.
Right.
Both out of, like, just spite for her mom and spite for Anastasia saving her. But how sad that your daughter would sacrifice her life to save her because she loved another person so much. Wouldn't you cherish that person?
Right.
Because obviously she meant so much to Anastasia. Because now Anastasia is awake, but Anastasia seems like a wonderful person.
Right.
She's not going to be happy when she finds out all the terrible things her mother has been doing.
She'd be upset about it, rightfully so. Which, let's talk about Anastasia. I don't even know. I feel like I say Anastasia. Anastasia. No. Is it Anastasia?
I say
because she says
like
Anastasia, I think.
Which she has a British accent, though.
That's true. Well, I don't know. It's pronounced differently. But anyways, like Anastasia, we find out the reason why Ella has been punished this whole time. And that's because they were on the ice, I was like, why are you building snowmen on the ice?
Do people ice skate on real ice lakes? Yeah, that's not fair.
But like they're wearing heels.
They thought it was frozen silent.
They were they were wearing like chunky heels.
Oh, I missed that part.
So I was just like, I just think it's funny because why would you be on a frozen pond building a snowman in like heels?
Weren't they on the edge of it and then the hat fell and so Ella ran in to get it?
Ivy. It was like on the start.
It was like
in
the corner and then the hat
flew.
And then Ella was like, oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Just being a sweet kid.
Right.
It was a terrible, terrible accident.
My gosh. Yeah.
But I knew the second he jumped down there, he was going to come up with Cinderella. And I was like, oh, this is about to get ugly.
Right. Well, and like the way he just dived in there, I was like, man, that's crazy. But yeah, we definitely have some more issues that are going to come out about Rapunzel and like the underlying of it all. But I don't know. Do we think when we kind of have to realize, like, so she's evil now, like officially. Like, she's an evil, is she evil or good? Because it's like...
No, I think Lady Tremaine has gone far above and beyond anything that's good. Mm-hmm. And I still think that Ivy is redeemable. Because remember in episode 6, she killed that prince to have a black heart to get her revenge on her mother because of all the pain that she's gone through. Did you see how upset she was when Anastasia, like, woke up at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
That makes me feel like because she can still feel, like, she's still coming from a place of hurt. And if her heart was really totally black, there wouldn't be that hurt there.
That's true.
It would be more malicious, like how Rumpelstiltskin and the Evil Queen were, how Lady Tremaine is. Her single-minded, just, like, determination, regardless of the pain it causes.
Yeah. I think that also, too, it's more of that jealousy hatred that she has towards her sister because she was always the loved one. Yeah. It was always all about Anastasia, and then she kind of has this, like, awkward, like, I don't feel like I belong anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what she said. And it was really harsh the way that Lady T was talking to her, like, oh, you didn't get enough hugs as a child.
I know.
It was like, that was just like, those were cutting it deep. Like, that was like Lady T slash Rapunzel. Like, that was really rough to see. Like, really rough. But I will say, I am impressed by how Lady T slash Rapunzel, we gotta like figure out what name, I guess we can officially go with Rapunzel now.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed about how Rapunzel got the witch, the Gotham witch up, what is
Mother Gothel,
up into the tower.
Oh yeah, that was impressive. So good.
That was really impressive.
I was like, ooh, girl.
Yeah.
Did you meet Rumpelstiltskin?
Right.
That's some like Rumpel level like sneakiness.
Right. So I'm like, how'd you do that?
She must have taken it at a different time.
Yeah.
Before she brought the girl there, she must have been carrying it around with her.
That's true.
That's my only thought, is that from another conversation, she took it thinking like, oh, she's not going to even notice.
Right. But what's going on in the chat? What are people in the chat saying about this crazy Rapunzel reveal? I mean, it's super insane. What's going on?
Anything juicy? Ivan thinks that Ivy's too far gone.
Really?
Yeah. Other people want, you know, Archie back. They are like, this is why she blamed Ella for what happened to Anastasia, Steven Suen. But I want to actually know, like, why does Ella think it's her fault? She went to go get a hat fell.
Because if she didn't go run to get the hat, she would have never cracked and fallen through the ice.
But at the same time, Ivy could have felt just as guilty, being like, if I hadn't worn that hat, my hat wouldn't have fallen off. Like, it's the same... I don't know.
No, but it makes sense. That's why she would have that guilt. And then obviously, Rapunzel obviously gave her crap her whole entire life, you know? But I also want to say about Rapunzel, where I'm trying to figure out if she is redeemable at this point, which it doesn't seem like she could be. But at the same time, she just, like, kept getting the negative end of the stick, the negative end. And, like, she really did only try to... But it's like a true hero would sacrifice herself and those things, come back and just be elated that they're happy and safe. You know, she shouldn't have gone to the other levels of sacrificing other
people. But Mother Gothel is looking for the Guardian as well, because we found out her motive.
Which, speaking of the Guardian, do you think it's Anastasia?
No.
You still think it's Lucy?
Yeah. Yeah, I still think it's Lucy.
Huh.
I think it's Lucy.
I was, like, convinced that it was Anastasia.
No, I'm sticking by Lucy. I think Mother Gothel, I think we're going to find out, found it in, like, a prophecy or read it somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to be Lady Tremaine's actual bloodline. I think it's actually going to be her step-granddaughter. Because even though she doesn't really recognize them as family, as we've seen in Once Upon a Time, time and time again, it is family. Right. And Lucy... even though she's not a direct descendant, is her granddaughter.
Right.
In a way. In like weird, twisted way.
Yeah. There's so many twists and turns, and we got so many answers, but then also we fall short of what's going on with Lucy. Because she took her tears of not believing, and that's what woke Anastasia up. So now are we going to have Lucy fall asleep under a curse?
Yeah, I think Lucy's on a sleeping curse. But a different type of sleeping curse, because as we've seen... they figured it out with Snow and Charming, where they would kiss each other and they would each fall asleep. So I don't think it's going to be our traditional sleeping curse where mommy and daddy can wake her up with a kiss. They're going to have to do something else. I bet you anything.
Right. And that kind of leads me to...
But I think that will also bring Henry and Ella together, which makes me happy because it's something has to progress. And now the real storybook, the Once Upon a Time storybook, is back in play.
Right.
Which is also good because whenever that book starts, I think that book is going to jar his memories.
Right. Because he'll see it.
Or will Regina find it?
Right.
Regina's going to lose her mind. I'm like ready to see Ronnie, Regina, like get on it.
Right. This also leads me to, let's not forget,
So much happened. I know. Sorry, it was such a good episode.
No, it really was. It was so good. But, like, also, we can't forget that they, the curse, apparently, if Ella and Henry kiss, the curse, it can kill them. I don't, I think that was a complete lie. I don't believe that because I feel like that's just way too intricate. And now that we kind of know that one of the curses is because Lady T was trying to figure out how she could get Anastasia back. But, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like Ivy was lying 100% because she knew she could manipulate Ronnie into keeping her secrets. And so she had to do a manipulative play in order to get the upper hand.
I think there is a second curse.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does, but I don't think she's lying about that.
I think I don't think she's lying, but I think she's lying about the fact that Henry and Ella will die if they kiss.
Is that what's going to actually happen? Like, was she explicitly clear?
That's what she said. She was, well, it was like, the people you love will die.
Yeah. But she didn't really, like, specify if it was necessarily them or if them kissing would, like, kill someone else. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
But she said it was very vague. Yeah. So I took it as, like, it's an unknown terrible factor that could happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man.
So maybe it's not Ella and Henry directly, but it's someone in town?
I don't know. But then that, it's so crazy because then it all ties into the whole Nick situation where it's like, who is Nick? Why is he here? Why is he in this story? And it just killed me that that's what made Lucy not believe.
I don't know. Well, because it broke her heart more than
anything. I know, but that's what killed me. It was so sad.
It was super sad. She showed her that video. But what,
like,
a witch.
Yeah, terrible. Like, first of all, why did you
And plant it's only
this?
A quarter of the story.
Right.
And obviously, she paid Nick off to kiss Ella. That's why she put the thing there, which really makes me want to know who he was in, like, the story time world.
Right. Well, and also, you knew that that kiss meant nothing to her because she, as soon as they kissed, she was like, that was her moment of, I like Henry. Because
yeah,
she picked up the tape. And she was like, yeah, okay, he's the one that I want.
Yes,
like,
that made me so happy. But also, I think that she was relieved because remember she was worried about, like, the paperwork and being, like, a single mom with a boyfriend because they kind of, like, Regina put that thought in her head. So when she was like, it's done, like, Lucy's mine, that meant to her that, hey, you don't have to worry about anybody coming to take your daughter away.
Right.
You know? So it was an easy transition for her to be like, I can finally be with Henry and not look over my shoulder for someone to come get my kid.
That's true.
She doesn't have to pick. But man, I really think that Rapunzel
did something
set him
with
up.
Nick.
But now I really want to know who Nick is, which is very curious because it seemed like he was in with the good guys and he was friends with Henry back in, like, Enchanted Forest 2.0.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's definitely sketchy, and we did get those vibes that he was, like, kind of eyeing Ella when they first met in the Enchanted Forest 2.0. So, what's going on in the chat?
Charmed Original says, Nick is Jack and the Bean from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
And he was the first one Henry met in Episode 2? What? How do I not remember that? He was in Episode 2? I need to rewatch things, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. But man, there's just so many twists and turns that everything's going with, and hopefully we'll see Henry next episode and get him back into the picture and kind of squash whatever this Nick situation's going on.
We're talking about Nick, and they're like, nobody wants to be a Catherine. They're still not letting that line go.
No one wants to be a Catherine.
No, that's true. Nobody wants to be a Catherine. But this is kind of like a Dr. Whale situation all over again.
That's true.
With Snow.
Yeah. Yeah, which was, like, weird.
So weird.
But in other news, we have Hook starting to put pieces together to be like, something fishy is going on.
Yeah, I think he's starting to wake up.
Yeah, I think a little bit, because he's realizing there's more than just Hyperion Heights. There's more beyond just these weird court cases. Like, there's something more, and that's what he's, like, he's clearly looked at the Hook like, what?
Yeah.
And we see he, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. But he sees the hook, and yeah. he's definitely coming. Oh, and then we also figure out with Rumpel and that whole situation, I think Rumpel's going to try to start waking him up. And two is that Rumpel is 100% awake.
Oh, we've known that.
I know, but it was like solidifying this time.
He's been faking it. Like, we knew he was awake after the whole Alice debacle.
Yeah.
But you know what? When he woke up in that... Excuse me. When he woke up in that hospital bed after she shot him,
yeah.
he was so up. He was
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'm back.
Putting his little creepy fingers together, being like...
right. I think that's the most interesting part is that I feel like this is... For as far in the season as we are, mm-hmm. you would expect more people to be awake than just the, like, not, like, the evil people.
I love it, though. I've really been enjoying it. I think that it makes it more like a puzzle that you have to solve.
Yeah.
And I love kind of seeing it just being, like, peeled apart slowly, right. as opposed to giving us all this information up front. It's almost like we're in a mystery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're just trying to solve the clues with
totally.
Every turn, which is really great.
Which we still... The big thing that we got out of this episode is, who is the guardian? Which one is it? Is it Lucy or Anastasia? And she's awake and Lucy's gone. So.
I think it's Lucy. And a couple of people in the chat were saying, too, that they felt this way. That they think Ivy and Anastasia are going to turn sides and join Team Henriella.
Ah.
Because I think that Rapunzel's the one who's unredeemable.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think Ivy definitely has that hurt in her heart where she just wants to be loved and she wants to be cared for. But then again, I'm going back because then when she was with Regina, like, she could have had the good end of the stick with Regina.
But think about when Regina was young and she first discovered magic. It's intoxicating. Remember, she talked
right.
about the lure of magic, and even when Emma was learning it, she was weary of it because mm-hmm. she felt that it could really draw you in and it brings out the worst in you if you let it.
Right.
And Ivy was in a very fragile state as Drizella. She felt insecure about herself. She was in a dark place with her mom. She wanted to show her mom. Like, she wasn't learning magic for a good cause. She was learning it to get back at her mother.
Right.
For always overlooking her. So if you go into learning it like that, mm-hmm. Emma was learning it to save people, and she was still afraid of its power. So imagine if you go into it wanting to get something back, it's going to consume you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that she's redeemable.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm sticking to my guns on this one, and I think that Lucy is the guardian. I'm sticking to it, man.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Anastasia.
Right. I just feel like I got those vibes today. Like,
which one?
Like, that she would be the guardian. Like, there's something more to Anastasia than, like, just, like, what we're thinking, that she's just the daughter of Lady T. Like, there's got to be more to her. Because remember, they were, like, talking about the power that she holds inside. Like, Ivy just wants to get that power out of her.
Well, both of them have magic. I mean, if she has magic, usually both siblings
yeah.
have magic. Look at the Wicked Witch of the West and
yeah.
the Evil Queen. Two sisters, different fathers, lots of magic.
Right.
So it runs in families. And Henry has magic, too.
He's
the author.
He's the author. That's true.
But he's just never chosen to, like, use it as, like, battle magic.
Right.
But I always thought that was interesting because Emma has, like, physical magic.
Mm-hmm.
But Snow and Charming don't.
Well, that's true.
We've never seen them, like,
well, that's
actually
they
use
were,
magic.
That's because they gave her magic because she was the product of true love.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was the product of true love, which then gives you magic. And then I think from then it just, like, kind of trickles down from family member to family member.
So I wonder if, because I don't think that it was true love for Balefire and Emma. It wasn't. I felt like they cared about each other, but they weren't. There wasn't true love.
No, but they...
So they had Henry, right? He becomes the author, but he doesn't have, like, actual magic like Emma does. But he does actually truly love Cinderella. So because Lucy is also the product of true love, I wonder if she has magic. And will we get to see it? Will she actually get to use her magic differently than how Emma used it?
Right.
Because then if the product of true love is a child that comes with magic, Lucy would qualify.
Yeah, that would be really interesting to see her with magic and kind of see how that would enthrall. That'd be really good. But man, I think we pretty much covered up everything and all the different things that are going on with Rapunzel, and we're getting way more into the storyline, which is really exciting because even though people have said that, like, some episodes mirror some from, like, the beginning seasons of Once Upon a Time, I feel like this has such a different spin on everything.
I love it.
And I feel like it's very exciting and very new. It feels new. Like, obviously, we've got the curse. We've got the same kind of characters. But there's a lot of new pieces to these puzzles that are really, really fun. But with that being said, let's get into our predictions for this week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty, Carolina, what are you thinking?
I think that Anastasia is not going to be who Rapunzel wants her to be.
Anastasia, in a good way or a bad way?
A good way for Anastasia and a bad way for Rapunzel, because I think that she's going to be under her spell for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then she's going to realize, like, wow, my mother is a terrible human being.
Right.
Look at what she did to Ella's daughter, and Ella, she loved her, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I think that Anastasia's really going to go 360 on her and be like, I don't love you.
Right.
How could you do this? How could you be my mom? Like, you're a monster.
Right.
And she's going to make Lady Tremaine, like, really question herself. And I think that Lucy being in a coma now, mm-hmm. A sleeping curse of some sort, is actually going to bring together Ella and Henry. Those are my predictions.
Well, those are good. Those are some good ones. I don't know how I can top that one. I'm still, I guess mine is, like, figuring out who the guardian is, and I can understand why Lucy would be it, but I don't know. I just feel like Anastasia has something That's special fine. That would be... Maybe she's the guardian. I'll say that as my prediction.
I mean, but, Mother Gothel did say someone in your bloodline, so...
Right. So it could be. It could be that. And then I'm thinking that Hulk's going to be the next one to wake up from the curse. And then that's, like, luckily, like, Regina will start becoming back into the picture because they'll be back from San Francisco. Which also, they're in San Francisco. Something else is happening out there. You know, that's really exciting to see where that, like, storyline kind of pans out. But what are the people in the chat saying? What are their predictions?
Oh, man. So let's see. A lot of people are excited about Rumpel's story. They just want to see it. And some people are predicting that Cecilia will be the Queen of Hearts.
Oh.
That she's going to go there and become the Queen of Hearts. So that's a big one. A lot of people are agreeing with you that Anastasia is the guardian.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
And some people think Ivy is going to be the guardian. Steven Sewin says, Ivy is the guardian. She's been secretly trying to stop her mother and knew that Anastasia was the true evil once Anastasia's powers were awoken. Ooh.
That's a good
twist. Yeah.
I like that twist.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have to end on that one, guys, because that's a good thought to think of. I didn't even think about that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, she definitely, Anastasia has some sort of, something is going to happen. Like, she's going to be way bigger than we think. Or it'll be, like, opposite and, like, they'll just write her off, you know, but I feel like she plays a big part in the story.
No, I think she's a big part. I'm with you on that one, whether she's good or evil. But I like that twist, man. She turns out to be the evilest of the evil.
Wow.
Do you think that'll be
And then
her
and Lady T would be joining forces and powers.
Or maybe not. Maybe Lady T will realize she created a monster and it'll actually make her goodness come back as the original Rapunzel, because she'll be like, what have I done to my daughter?
Right.
And then I'll be wrong. The woman will become redeemable.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I can only hope we can find some sort of more answers of redemption. I don't even know if that made sense. But I guess we'll have to wait and see for next week's episode. Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the chat. As always, we love your comments. We love your thoughts. Make sure you tweet us and follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Carolina, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, once again, you can find me on Twitter at Carolina Vanetti and at LenaBean113 on Instagram.
Hey guys, Ally Nasta, find me on Twitter at Ally Nasta and on Instagram at Ally Girl. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.